so nice that you are here to speak to me today. Maybe you can first introduce yourself a little bit.
My name is Ahmad and I'm a filmmaker from Afghanistan. I'm living here in Lesbos, Greece island, as a refugee for almost 1.5 years.
And you have started, when you came here, you somehow started to make podcasts and to make films. And did you start here or did you do that before too? Or how did you get to the idea?
When I came here in Lesbos, there was a woman. She was trying to make a small radio station for people from Moria. And she was already start some workshops. And someone introduced me to her. We talk a little bit about how we can do that. And after that, we make a small room for that, for the radio podcast. And I start working on it. I made like around 10 small episode podcasts about it was some interview from refugees in this island, introducing some projects from One Happy Family, and also there was some small jokes, like comedy part. It was like when I saw something in the Moria or in some other place from organizations or from volunteers or from refugee, I made some serious things. I took some serious things and bring it like funny, like fun in the shit, like something like this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did you decide on your subjects? How did you find that, for instance, you want to do something like comedy, or did you do interviews with other refugees, or how did you think about your subject?
The idea was we should make some podcasts about refugees' life in this island, or about their story. But I thought it's good to have some small interview about the OHF, introduce OHF to the people, and also introduce one of their project in each podcast. And after that, because I was here and I saw many people and they was really serious and they asked something really stupid things, and also there was some doctors, I don't blame them, but when people was like sick, they always said, okay, drink water and take a paracetamol, something like this. And I said, okay, this is reality, and I should show this reality in funny way to people, like laugh at it, and also they think something like this about it, and it come up like this.
You mentioned OHF, One Happy Family, and at the beginning you also said that they were interested in setting up something like this, like a radio station. Maybe for the listener you can explain what is One Happy Family.
Oh, okay, One Happy Family is a big community center in this Lesbos, and they have like 20 different projects in that place, and they have like doctors, gardens, some massage place, and like English schools, Greek schools, school for children, and like many, many different project are going in One Happy Family. And also they provide food for the people from Moria. They do the haircut, like some sewing the clothes and something like this. And it's very wonderful place. People, when they go there, no one tell them you should do this, you should do this, and everybody can decide what they should do, and also because it's very wonderful place. People walk from Moria to One Happy Family almost 1 hour to get 1 or 1.5 hour to go there to One Happy Family. Yeah.
So, but many people do, apparently. Many people go down the hill and up the hill.
Yes, it's like very crazy. Sometimes in last summer, sometimes we every day we give some small money. We call them drachma, and people we give that free, like, and people can buy something with that money every day, and also they can collect them to buy something like shampoos, soap or something like that. We count like that, and sometimes in some day, most of the time it's like 900, 800 visitors every day, and sometimes it's like 1200 something. And also in these days it's very, also there is a lot of people in Moria, and it's very busy in OHF. Like a few days ago, everybody post something on the social group, and someone post and said we have like 1300 visitors today, and
wow.
And it's a lot of people are going there.
And one of the projects that's also there, as you said, is the radio station. But what does it exactly mean? Can everybody come there and learn how to produce a podcast, or what? Who does it?
At first, we made some workshops for people, and someone joined and someone didn't. Like, but everybody cannot come every day because they have some paperwork. They have to do many things, and we were struggling like this. And also, we have some friends two, three times they came and they made some workshops, radio podcast workshop, and also. I did some photography workshop in that place, and yeah, people can come if they want. They can participate to the workshop. If they don't want, yeah, it's their choice. And if also if they want, after workshop they can come to join to the team, and they work with another people to bring some idea, to make some podcast, and yeah, but they never come, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have many like important things to do here. Of course, we are trying to help people and to give them some skills to maybe they can use it later in their life, but it's something like important. They should like do it every day for their own case to leave this island, or yeah.
And are the people that actually come and try this out, are these mostly men, or are there also women, or
last year we have some of my friend, they have some media production something called the Refocus Media Lab, and we had photography filmmaking workshop for 3 months, and it was last year we just have 1 or 2 women with us in that group, and also that woman she was joining to the radio workshops. But this year, like, we have 5-6 women to our team in the like in photography, video production, and also in radio podcasts. Yeah, of course they join, and all of them.
Oh, great!
Yes, thank you.
And who actually, do you know who listens to the podcasts? Are like people from Moria actually accessing it and and listening, or is it more the people in the production process, or people maybe outside of Moria from Mytilini, or?
It is online on Facebook page, and everybody can listen it. But unfortunately, it is in English, and most of the people from Moria, they don't know English. And most volunteers were listening to these things. Yeah.
So, have you ever thought about also making, for instance, podcasts in Farsi? Or
yes, we have some meetings about this, but we thought like it's not just one nationality is here. Not just Farsi speakers, not just Arabic speakers. We have many different languages here. We have Kurdish, we have Arabic, we have Farsi, we have French. And but unfortunately, we don't have someone to do some podcasts in Arabic language or in French language or in Kurdish. We thought if we just do it in Farsi, it's not... We don't treat equal to everybody, and we said we should do it in English language.
I heard that now, since the so many many things changed or developed since last year, now so many people are in Moria, and maybe I heard 70% of them are from Afghanistan. Can that be?
Yes, I think. Too many people are from Afghanistan now, but yeah, I'm not working there anymore.
Still
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And yeah, I stopped this podcast like 6-7 months ago when one of our students started making podcasts, and I gave responsibility to him, and he were doing very well. He made like 3 episodes, and after that he got rejection. And he went to the jail, and but one happy family organization helped him to get out from the jail and continue his case.
Great. So if listeners in Germany, for instance, want to listen to your podcasts, what would be the Facebook page, or how can they access?
They can go to the One Happy Family Community Center Facebook page, and they just can go search the podcast. I think if they find the website from the Facebook, after that they can go to the podcast part and they can find it.
Great.
Yeah.
And how about yourself? For like in the future, what do you wish for? Would you like to work in this area and, I don't know, become a filmmaker or a radio journalist or something like that? Or is it more something you just do now?
I love to make films because almost... half of my life, like more than half of my life, it was my dream, and I did many things in this way, and I suffered a lot, and I wanted to be a great filmmaker, and also I want to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you work as a filmmaker in Afghanistan?
In Afghanistan I was TV producer. And also I work like in different part of this media work. Like I was doing the sound assistant, like sound designer, like sound studio manager, editor. I did many things. Also I made some short movies in Afghanistan, and also I tried to do some very short movies here. And now I'm working on a documentary. The production is almost finished, and I hope that I can find some way to edit it because it's a huge things. I never done like a big documentary, and it's very important for me to done it like in a good way. I try to do that.
What is it about?
It's about international volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here on Lesbos?
Yeah, it's about international volunteers here in Lesbos that they come to help refugee, and I thought I am as a refugee, I can make a documentary about them because they are always coming here to help us. Journalists come to make a documentary film about us, and also photographer comes to take photo of us. I said, okay, I will switch it.
Good.
Yes.
Good switch. So
yeah.
So good luck with this, and I hope you can finish it in a good way for yourself that you think it's right. And I hope when you finished it, then maybe we can do another interview and you can show the film in Hamburg or something, and we can talk about it.
Yes, thank you. I hope so too. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.